Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe LaFatta. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sammy Meeks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirostek. Gordon reaches second base with a double. There goes Lockman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Merriman moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta has Merriman trapped. There's the throw to Ivars and over to Gordon, who tags Merriman for the out. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman who is chasing the ball. LaFatta reaches third base with a triple. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive towards the mound. Wehmeyer catches it and throws to third to double up LaFatta. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stahlcup moves to second. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer bunts towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Meeks moves to second. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Meeks moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ivarz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivarz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivarz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper fires to second and picks off Marshall for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. LaFatta hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Salivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivars hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Jansen reaches second base with a double. Ivars moves to third. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive towards third. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meeks hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Lockman moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. LaFatta hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivars takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meeks hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. LaFatta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Rigney reaches second base with a double. LaFatta goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Rigney moves to third. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wemeyer fires to third and picks off Rigney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirostek moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth pinch hits for Sammy Meeks. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirostek scores. Stahlcup moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stahlcup moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth now playing second base. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski has Lockman trapped. There's the throw to Cooper and over to Hatton, who tags Lockman for the out. Gordon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merriman moves to second. Adrian Zabala now pitching. Ray Mueller now catching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merriman scores. Hatton moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Reds, 4. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaFatta strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Ray Mueller. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Wirostek reaches third base with a triple. Virgil Stahl Cup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stahl Cup is walked intentionally. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Stahl Cup moves to second. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Wirostek scores. Stahl Cup moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.